You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blogs time on RNIB Connect Radio, and this week we welcome back Liam Archer, who was in our sight loss story a while back. Liam, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Hubert. Thanks for having me.
George was your first guide dog. We'll talk about him in a minute, but what I'd like to find out first is, because I think you applied for your first guide dog quite early, so if you can tell us a bit about that sort of process and why you chose to do it.
When I applied, I was 13, because I got George when I was 14. But first, I went on a pilot scheme run by Guide Dogs at the time, up in Leamington. There was six of us in a room, six of us that went for the pilot, where we had a full weekend of just trialing out a couple of dogs to see if, you know, sort of underage at the time were all right with it. It went well, obviously. So then I went forward with my application and, yeah.
And that's quite interesting, because I spoke to many guide dog owners for whom, you know, a long time ago, this was not an option, which makes things quite interesting. When it comes to meeting George, how was, you know, the first time meeting your own guide dog and that kind of matching visit? Did you have one?
I remember he came to the house and you had to have him for 24 hours before we started training, just so he got used to us and we got used to him. One thing I'll always remember is that the trainer who obviously dropped him off came with his bag of toys, and in there was a size one football. And as you said previously, I've been on talking about my sports, so that showed me straight away that, you know, he fits in this family very well.
When you started training with George, how did you find the training experience?
I found it okay. One thing that I always found slightly embarrassing was the walk that you do with the trainer minus the dog, so they hold the harness. I always find that bit uncomfortable and slightly embarrassing, especially when you have to say to them, you know, like, obviously I had a female trainer, so I had to say to her, oh, good girl and stuff. And I found that a bit comical and a bit embarrassing, as I said. But once you get over that initial thing and start actually training with a dog, I find it really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, training with an actual dog is always quite effective. I remember I had to do that quite a few times, and it's, you never get used to that, do you?
No, you never do.
You kind of always hope that not everyone chooses to stay indoors when you have to do it, just so you don't have to kind of get the looks.
Especially when you do it around your local area and there's people you know, and you hope you don't bump into anyone.
Yes. Oh. Did you manage to avoid that, or did you bump into some people you know?
Thankfully, I've managed to avoid anyone that I knew, thankfully.
Handy. So what was George like as a personality? What was he like?
He would be serious when he was working, but the minute he'd stop working, he was a bit of a lunatic, to be honest, which I quite like. I don't want in any of the dogs that I've had, or the two that I've had now, I don't want sort of too laid back, but not too hyperactive. So that nice balance, to me, suits me perfectly.
What was he like as a working dog? You know, when he worked, were there any particular skills that he, you know, excelled at in particular?
I would just say he was a good, sturdy guide dog. Did what he'd been practicing all his life and did it, you know, really well.
Did he have any funny habits, any amusing things he used to do, whether it was kind of working or whether it was he was at home? Was there anything particular he used to do that was quite amusing?
He never, one thing he never liked was when you, like, if you blew into his face or blew through like a old like cardboard tube from like a kitchen roll or something, he would go quite wild at that. So that was always fun to try and wind him up with.
That's a very unusual dislike. I don't think I've ever seen that, but that's what makes them unique, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was the trainer that showed us. He come wandering in to the living room where we were at the time, and she just like straight away did it, and she went, oh yeah, just to let you know, he will bark if you do that. And obviously he did straight away.
How long did you have George?
I had George for just over 7 years.
What was it like when he retired? Because were you then at RNC back when he retired? How was that?
Unfortunately, he never got to retirement because he passed away during service, but I had him during my time at RNC even.
How did you find kind of a student environment with a guide dog?
Because I initially got him when I was 14, so I was going into year 11 at the time. He had always sort of been with me through education, so going to the college with him was no different for me. offer him, really.
How good was he at quickly learning routes, especially in a new environment like that, in a whole new city, whole new town, whole new location?
I would say once or twice, and he pretty much had it down in his head. And yeah, he was pretty good like that. Once you'd done a route once or twice, he was almost like programmed in.
Fantastic. Well, we will talk about your next dog next time. But yes, it's really good to hear about George and why you got him so young as well. It's quite good to hear that this is now a bit more of a possibility. So thank you very much, Liam Archer, for telling us about George the Guide Dog here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.